At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is this fear that the people within the party, within the primary system, will have about voting for a woman, because every time we voted for a woman, we've lost so far. And I think that that's a natural fear because we just want to win. So there's a lot of people that are like, you know what? Like, let's go find the safest white boy we can find. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Those are the callers that we're hearing. We're hearing people.
No, for real.
A white man's got to
Those callers. For real. And to be clear, when we talk about them, I can tell you that there is one specific candidate. I had a donor on the phones with me telling me that all the donors are lining up behind that candidate. So I can tell, and I can tell you, it's not a black person nor woman. Okay. So like it is, they have, quote unquote, they have chosen. And when I say that.
So listening to Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett there, if maybe, just maybe, just maybe, if you didn't prioritize the color of the person's skin or the fact that they just qualified to be the candidate because of their gender, maybe you might come across somebody who might be the right candidate who also happens to be a woman. To think that you need a safe white boy to run to compete, that's your problem. Let's get to our guest. I'm not going to call him a safe white boy because I think that he lives his life on the edge. Will Cain joins us once again. It's been a little bit. Host of The Will Cain Show, which you can watch on Fox News at 3 p.m. our time on X at Will Cain. Will, thank you for being with us once again. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Annie.
So when you hear Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett talking about safe white boys in the Democrat Party, what kind of sense do you make of those words?
Probably the completion, like the full evolution of what really honestly has been a racist ideology and movement over the past, let's call 5 to 10 years, is probably what this all started. I don't know exactly when it started, but obviously it reached its apex during the George Floyd social justice riots and national reckoning. And it's metastasized or gone into this place where Jasmine Crockett is she the leading voice? Maybe, like one of the leading voices for Democrats. And every time she speaks, you know, it has something to do with race, something to do with identity. And her suggestion is about, what'd she say? What kind of white boys? Was it middle? Was it average? It's kind of what they say, like average white boys or something. It's just like, it's going nowhere, but it's like, it's just kind of like grown into the absurdity that it was inevitably going to be, and openly racist.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the thing about here in St. Louis, Will, she went to school here at a very prestigious private Catholic, or is it MICDS, is a private, very expensive school. There's a lot of video of her, you know, being what I would consider to be on the path to success, very very much so out of that community that exists here in St. Louis, where people go to these private schools, they have a great academic experience, and they go on to do great things. I just don't understand how the Democrat Party behind Jasmine Crockett has boiled all of the success that one can have, regardless of gender or color or lot in life. You can have all of this success in America, and then you get to the part where you're Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, and everything boils down to the difference between a woman of color and a safe white boy. I mean, that negates the entire opportunity that you get in the United States of America.
Well, but to your point as well, so you guys get credit for creating Jasmine Crockett, and Texas gets credit for her representing. Unfortunately, she represents a huge swath of where I live, Dallas, Texas. And also what I think you highlight there is it's cosplay. It's fake. She didn't grow up, you know, keeping it real, whatever the character is she's playing it right now. And instead, she's doing this. And then that leads to the interesting question of why. Why is that currency? And in a small part, we know the answer is because she's getting a ton of attention doing it. And we should probably all think about that, like how much of her attention is worthy. But the problem is it is worthy because she's booked on CNN. She's in front of the Capitol. She's always giving press conferences. She, like AOC, is growing crowds. So she's becoming a real popular voice on the left. And as much as, like, what that says about the Democratic Party, what does that say about someone that this is your path? Cosplaying this version of yourself is your path to stardom.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. Will Cain joining us right now, host of The Will Cain Show. You're an incredibly busy guy, Will, and it's fun to watch all of the different things that you get to be a part of. Your new show is doing great. I saw the brand new studio. I was able to listen to that on my way home and just really get to see what you're doing. And I think you just mentioned Texas there. You're doing a Fox News show, like a big show at 3 o'clock, you know, Central Time, from Texas, and that seemed that kind of was like, oh, that's interesting that Fox is interested in letting you do that. Why are you staying in Texas? What's that offer?
Well, we got to get you to watch it, not just hear it, Annie, because you can't hear a studio, and it's pretty awesome. It launched last week. The studio itself, it's a dream for me personally. From the beginning of when they offered me this opportunity, they said, we want you to do it from Dallas. Everybody's like, well, how did you negotiate this? I'm like, well, I didn't. They said, we want you to do this. And it's a dream for me personally. Professionally, I think it's great for Fox as well. They have built this beautiful studio. It's important because it's where I'm from. And it's where my family is. And this is culturally where I come from and is part of my bones. But I also think professionally for Fox, it's great. It's great to have a presence outside of New York and Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Where you can reflect not just the values and the culture, but the people that represent the great majority of this country, you know? And we're still in the infancy of creating our show. I had a guy tell me, you know, you don't know the true DNA of a show until 6 months in. Well, we're a little over 3 months in, but I do know what our vision is. And our vision is to be unique and authentic and independent and different than everything else, but also in touch with, you know, people out here between the coasts.
Mm-hmm. Will, this is Ryan. I got so many questions for you, a lot of current event stuff, but, you know, you mentioned your studio, and I just kind of geek out on that stuff. So I've been watching you in the afternoons. Are you trying to present that as a different style of show where people are just kind of, you know, you don't see people walking into the set on most Fox shows, but you do on yours. Is it intentionally a little different?
Well, when they gave me this show, Ryan, they said, be different. And, that's great. That's awesome. And that means a lot of things. So I'd like to think my voice is a little different. And the stories we talk about, I've had people say, yeah, you select different stories than the ones to cover than necessarily the ones we're hearing all day long. And then the look is different. Yeah, we built a studio that looks different. As far as, like, you're talking about, like, people walking on. Here's the thing. You don't want to be just different for different sake. I mean, Fox is incredibly successful, and my colleagues have all rating blockbuster shows. They're all number one. And so nothing I'm doing is rejection of what they're doing. You don't want to be different for just different sake. It's just like being real to me. And I always said I want television to be real. I want media to be real, authentic, and a reflection of who I am. And so I don't like when we're pretending perfection. I'm like, no, walk on set. If I get up spontaneously and walk over to this visual wall I have to present the news, well, then you'll figure out the cameras as I go. You know, I just want everything. I think in our world, Ryan and Andy, we're awash in information, but yet we feel we don't feel any more wise for it, right? Because we're surrounded by things we consider false or propaganda or agenda based. And so my whole thing is I want an hour where the audience trusts that I'm being real. I won't always be right. I'm doing my best to be right. I have a point of view. I'm honest about my point of view. But I'm doing my best to be 100% real about my approach to the news.
Will, you talked about doing the show in Texas and that being unique. Is that something still that Washington should do? You know, we talked about that going into the Trump administration. They were maybe going to decentralize Washington. Do you see that happening, or is that still a priority for them?
I think they should. Why don't you take those various departments? And there's value in having it all together in Washington, D.C., and President Trump can have his cabinet meetings, which are incredible, with everybody sitting at one table and televise them. And there's a lot of things of being in physical proximity to one another, perhaps, that you can get done. But, yeah, the Department of Interior from, you know, Wyoming, the Department of Energy from Texas, the Department of Agriculture from St. Louis. Yeah, I think there's a lot of value in the type of people that would be working at these places, the type of policies they would implement, and how in touch they are with the people that are actually affected by their policies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
We're speaking with Will Cain, host of The Will Cain Show on Fox News. You can watch him at 3 p.m. right after we wrap up here on The Annie Fry Show. Pop that Fox News channel on and start watching Will's show. It's always great. We ask folks on that we live stream the show on our YouTube channel as well. And we always ask a poll, and it's a YouTube poll. It's not scientific, but it does give us a cross-section of what our audience is thinking and looking at. And we're asking today our listeners about how the Trump administration, this weekend was a ton of news, big news that came out. We're in like the third inning of a lot of really big stories. But we're broadcasting today live from Shiloh, Illinois, right across the river from Missouri. So we're in a blue state. When we're in our studio, we're in St. Louis. That's a blue city. Now, you're talking about Jasmine Crockett, one of the most vocal Democratic representatives in Congress. She's in Texas, so you got a blue city and a red state. How does the Trump administration affect across the board these blue states that are very adverse to him? J.B. Pritzker is my governor, unfortunately, or these blue cities that have kind of repudiated the Trump doctrine as of this point.
I saw J.B. Pritzker the other day, a video of him. It's a speech he gave where he seemed to be criticizing Donald Trump. He said, take it from me, I'm an actual billionaire. And I was like, oh, man. Didn't you inherit your money, J.B.? Did you build that? here's the thing about the Trump administration and their influence on blue states and blue cities. Those places are influencing, they have, they're living under the weight of their own policies and influencing their own constituents themselves. I think you start there. So you see the great migration happening right now. The people leaving New York, the people leaving California and moving to places like Texas. And I live in Dallas and see that all the time. We're flooded with Californians. And that's because one situation is a pro-freedom, pro-business growth environment, and the other is a heavy-handed, decaying environment. And that's not to say there's not a lot of great things to still say about California, but there's nothing louder to be said than when people have voted with their feet and left. And that same thing happens in a lot of big cities, whether that's Detroit or Chicago, where people say, you know what, this is not a good place to raise my family. I'm going to move outside. What the Trump administration can continue to do is highlight good governance. And part of that, it doesn't all have to be, you know, partisan battle. Like we saw Trump appear with Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, right? And and show that things can get done together. Even with Gavin Newsom, you know, when it comes to some of the stuff they're trying to do in Hollywood or natural disaster relief in other states. And I think that the Trump administration can, I think they should go for it. You've got House, Senate, and presidency. So go for the grand vision. This is your time. Cut government spending, reduce taxes. And I think you will model what's happened in some states where people have decided to move at the federal level.
I do a lot of work in Illinois, especially the southern part, and people have more hope now than they've had before. Illinois went +9 for Trump, and of course he still didn't win the state, but the successful gerrymandering of the Illinois legislature has made it so that there was zero change whatsoever in the state legislature. So there's a lot of hopelessness that is easy to set in, but like you said, with the abilities that this Republican majority in the House and in the Senate and with Donald Trump with the pen to sign these bills, this is the time to go all in and show people what the alternative actually looks like. I think that's so really, really great advice.
Yeah, and we're living in a moment of action. I mean, like you said, a ton of stuff happened over the weekend, but that's after 100 days of action. And I mean, if you're opposed to Donald Trump, you're having a hard time keeping up with it. Like, what do you oppose? Change on a daily basis, you know? It's the genius of always being on offense, and you see good news happen. Like we just talked about, India, Pakistan, Russia, Ukraine, Edon Alexander. We'll see what happens with pharmaceutical companies and drug prices. But all of this within like 36 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Flood the zone for sure. Will Cain, I will tune in and watch at 3 o'clock today, the Will Cain Show. Thank you for coming on and talking to us, and encourage everybody to check out your television show as well. You do such a great job. We're grateful for your time today.
Thank you both.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.